You're listening to the Time Hackers Podcast, where we teach you how to get more time every day. I'm Julie, your host, and we actually don't have an intro because I would never waste your time. Hey everybody, this is episode 120 of this podcast, and today we continue our Productive Routines series talking about how to get more free time. Now, I know that free time is something that we all wish we had more of. Like, I am not familiar with anyone who says, oh, I have way too much of this free time business. Now, before we dive into a two-step routine that will allow you to have more free time for whatever reason that you want it for, I want to ask you a question. Why do you think that free time is such a hard thing to come by? Why do you think that none of us has enough of it? Well, some of the traditional answers that I usually get when I ask this question is, well, we're very busy. We have a long to-do list. We have a lot of responsibilities. It's just not possible with the pace of today's life. And all these answers, while true, are a little bit kind of like hiding your head in the sand, because we just don't look at free time or spare time the way that we should. Our definition of free time is wrong. It's a mistake. And before we can dive into our system to finding more free time, we need to actually go back and redefine what free time is. So, many people expect that free time is when this huge chunk of time that is unoccupied will hit us over the head. We kind of expect that this mysterious free time creature will be a standalone thing. So basically, we're expecting to accomplish everything we have on our to-do list. And I mean everything. And then to have time left that we don't want to spend on sleep or food or being with our family and doing our chores. We want this huge chunk of time that is completely standalone and completely unoccupied by anything else. But have you looked at your to-do list lately? Have you seen how many things you want to do? And have you seen these tasks that are unprioritized for today, but you leave them hanging on your to-do list anyways, because what if I get a chunk of free time all of a sudden? Well, this is the culprit. This is where we get it wrong, because you know what? If you're always leaving more tasks than you have capacity for, then you will never have free time. Free time occurs either when you finish the things that you decided you wanted to do earlier than expected, or when you actually plan to have free time. So what I'm saying is, if you're waiting for a chunk of free time to hit you over the head, it ain't gonna happen. If you want something to occur in your day, like a chunk of free time, for example, you need to plan it exactly the way that you plan a trip someplace, exactly the way that you plan to have time to work on a report or an Excel or anything that you find important enough to put on your to-do list and on your schedule. If this free time chunk is so, so precious and important for us, why don't we plan for it? Now, some people don't plan it because they're not aware of the fact that you can plan free time to occur. And that's fine, because this is what I'm here for. But others don't plan it because they want the rush of getting a surprise present. You know these kids that they don't want to know what they're getting for their birthday because they want a surprise? The surprise element is more important than the gift itself. And this is how it works for a lot of people. People want free time just because what it means. Because free time as a surprise means that you were extra good and you finished everything that you wanted before schedule. And this is a good thing. It's a good feeling to have that you're on top of everything, that you're ahead of schedule. I completely agree. But if this becomes a need, if this becomes something that you crave for daily and this is what drives you, this is not a pretty place to be in. Now, I want to introduce you to a two-step routine that is amazing in carving out this free time in your schedule. Now, the first thing is to create a wish list. And this wish list will list all those things that you want to do with the free time. This will allow you to understand why you crave this free time so much. What is it on your day-to-day basis life that you are not able to push into schedule? And once you know what these things are, you can plan them out. So, for example, if you want to pick up a new hobby, or you want to read more, or you want to write more, or you want to have more sports activities, that's all great, but you need to know what it is that you want to do with this spare time creature. Because every single thing of the list that I just mentioned needs a different time slot. Because if you want to do more morning yoga, free time in the evening is not going to help you. But free time in the morning that you planned for and you went ahead and planned it out in your schedule, that can actually work. If you're looking for picking up a new hobby, then perhaps some time in the evenings might help you. If you're looking for reading, well, this is something that you can do even on the go with today's technology. So what I'm saying is create a list of things that you want to do with this free time. This will allow you to allocate and define which time slots might work out for you. And then you don't need to wait for this magical creature of free time to just drop on you. Now, the second step is once you have outlined everything that you want to do and once you put on your schedule the big chunks like creating a new hobby or going for an hour every morning to the gym, you are left with teeny tiny things like having more coffee breaks or calling my friends more, things that really don't require a lot of time, and these are not quite the things that you would put on your schedule per se because they're so tiny, but you would like to be granted with free slots of time in which you can shove these things in. So what I would suggest you do is exactly what you would do with sand and water task. If you remember us talking about the big boulders, the gravel, the sand and water tasks, this is exactly like that. So take a piece of paper or your cell phone or whatever it is that is with you at all times during the day and write down those little memos to yourself. So for example, call mom more, or drink more coffee, or drink more tea, or have more breaks, or look at the sky more often, or write a bit, journal a bit, read a bit more of my favorite books, listen to audiobooks. Just write a list of tiny reminders to yourself of what you want to do when this special magical creature of free time strikes. Now, what will happen is that most probably you won't get a huge chunk of free time all of a sudden unless something on your schedule gets canceled, right? Because let's face it, we do have a long to-do list. We are busy people and we do outline everything on our schedule. But little by little, those 2 minutes of free time, 3 minutes of free time, 5 minutes of free time that we have in between stuff, they accumulate to quite a hefty chunk of time. And if we know how to utilize them at the moment, if we don't need to waste those precious 2 minutes of free time on thinking on what did I want to do with my free time, then it's a lot easier to utilize and use it and get a sense of accomplishment. So every time a little chunk of free time strikes, you can whip out your list, look at the next thing on the list, what is your next reminder, what did you want to do with free time, and just go ahead and do it. So let's say your client is late and you know that you have 5 minutes. Okay, go have a nice coffee break. Go call your mom. Go listen to an audiobook, even if it's just one page. So what? It's one page more than what you had previously. So this sums it up. It really is a really simple routine. It has only 2 steps: create a list and then follow it. But truthfully, if you stick to these two steps, you will always feel like you have enough free time. A, because you will carve it out, you will plan it out, you will not count on chance to bring it to you. And second, when chance occurs and you do happen to have a surprising chunk of free time, you will know exactly how to utilize it. This is everything for today, guys. I will see you in our next episode. Until next time, keep calm and hack time.